People with Disability Australia newsletter, 17th of May 2019. A message from the President. In our role as the New South Wales Disability Peak Body, we've got two new projects up and running, EnableIn and the Disability Housing Advocacy Service. More details on those below. Election Day is coming up on Saturday, May 18th. The Australian Electoral Commission has information on voting accessibility on their website. If you're still weighing up your preferences, we now have a post on our website summarising the disability policy platforms of the major parties and our responses to them. People with Disability Australia's full platform of disability policy asks can be found on our website. Latest news. We're launching EnableIn, a New South Wales-wide service to support people with disability from hard-to-reach populations. We are currently taking expressions of interest in the project advisory group from people with disability who are or have been homeless or at risk of homelessness, living in assisted boarding houses or institutions, or women in prison. For more information, you can call our EnableIn connection coordinators, Tamanna Rahman on 0447 676 250 or Linda Wisem on 0447 612 086, or email enableIn@pwd.org.au. We've also launched the Disability Housing Advocacy Service to help people living in Specialist Disability Accommodation, or SDA, in New South Wales. You can call the Disability Housing Information Line on 1800 843 929 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, or email housinginfo@pwd.org.au to get independent information and advice about your housing rights. We can also provide a professional advocate to help you resolve your housing concerns and enforce your rights through your SDA provider's internal complaint handling processes or through external mediation or other dispute resolution services. Consultation is ongoing for the next National Disability Strategy. Governments across Australia want to hear from you as they work to shape the future of disability policy for 2020 and beyond. You can have your say through a public survey, available now on the DSS website, face-to-face community workshops in every state and territory, for which you can register online, and an online forum, which will begin mid-May. Filmmakers with disability are at the forefront of the Sydney Film Festival Screenability Strand, showcasing films from Australian and international filmmakers. Screenability screenings kick off on the 12th of June with Vision Portraits by award-winning US filmmaker Rodney Evans. See the full program online. Sydney Film Festival runs from the 5th to the 16th of June across 8 iconic venues in Sydney. Screenability is supported by the New South Wales Government through Create New South Wales. The Australian Disability and Development Consortium has published a series of articles celebrating a decade of Australian leadership in disability-inclusive development. Read about the intersection of gender and disability in international development, international DPOs driving change, volunteers with disabilities, and more on their website. Do you need help? Ring Wayfinder Hub, toll-free 1800 843 929. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. Our survey on human rights for people with disability is still running. We're part of a working group reporting to the United Nations Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities on the experiences of people with disability across Australia. Take the survey and let us know what's important for the UN to know about. Latest disability news. In The Guardian last week, Sydney Policy Lab explained how changes to the DSP over two decades tightened eligibility and assessment conditions to such a degree that the system is now severely restricting eligibility requirements. Our co-CEO Matthew Bowden was on RN Breakfast to talk about Rob De Luca's resignation from the National Disability Insurance Agency and why his replacement should be a person with disability. And Croaky hosted an hashtag OzVotesHealth Twitter festival featuring our media and communications manager Elle Gibbs and a number of others talking about health policy as it relates to our upcoming federal election. Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup on our website and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. PWDA is now hiring a marketing and events assistant. We encourage people with disability to apply. See more details on our website and also information on other roles we are advertising for. The New South Wales Government is looking for client support officers and encourages people with disability to apply. You can see more details on their website. Submissions to the Royal Commission into Aged Care in Australia are ongoing. You can contribute online, by phone, or in person, and you may be able to attend a community forum in your area. We have more information on our website. We are looking for 10 organisations across New South Wales to participate in the Building Access Project, a joint initiative with Domestic Violence New South Wales and Women's Community Shelters to improve the accessibility of domestic and family violence services. Join the disability rights movement. Become a PWDA member or let someone else know about our free membership. Have you liked us on Facebook or followed us on Twitter? Join the PWDA social media community and stay up to date with the latest information. To find us on Facebook, search pwd.australia, and to find us on Twitter, look for @pwdaustralia. You can also email us at pwd@pwd.org.au. Thanks for listening.